702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
We've already had a little bit of a focus on Lebanon and what's going on in Beirut. But Adam Gilchrist, as we greet you this morning, it's an extraordinary story and it's just got so many developments now. Quite frankly, the government has walked away, a vanishing government. How do you run a country like that?
Absolutely. And who steps in, of course? In the case of South Africa or the United Kingdom, you think, well, there'll be these banks of civil servants and officials who kind of know what they're doing, and sometimes politicians get in the way of that. But that can only last for so long anyway. So I suppose ministers removing themselves from power, particularly the Prime Minister, Hassan Diab, they will presumably carry on in a caretaker role, but can't make any hard and fast decisions. And of course, that's what a lot of people in Lebanon want, is hard and fast decisions, change. But there's the whole question mark against the system. And so it's not just about, you know, one party or the other party. It's not just about politics. It's about the whole thing that people are unhappy with generally, although gauging that, of course, is very difficult. But the real concern here as well is that essentially a government removing itself creates a power vacuum. And as we know with the Middle East, power vacuums can lead to extremists or in some cases military coups or others filling that gap. And it's already been made clear that although Emmanuel Macron, the French president's trip, was very successful, they do not want the French or the EU or the United States just to step in and take over and do things. What country would, frankly? So that power vacuum, therefore, is a real concern about who fills it, what happens next.
And of course, let's not forget the government that's resigning had only taken power really for several months from a previous one that also left under a cloud. So the situation there is getting more complex by the day. Now, talking about protests, right? Let's go now to Belarus. We've been seeing some violent ones there after their presidential election.
Yeah, they've got their own cloud over Minsk, the capital of Belarus, where police last night fired rubber bullets, and they've used tear gas as well to try to dispel some protesters. And some of the protesters have gone violent, inevitably, perhaps. Officials say, in fact, one demonstrator has died when an explosive device went off in his hands. That'll hopefully be fully investigated. What this is about, though, is an election result. So in theory, there was a democratic election and the sitting president, Alexander Lukashenko, won it with 80% of the vote. But there are plenty within Belarus and outside who are saying there were no checks and balances, there's a lack of scrutiny, no observers were present. There are accusations of widespread vote rigging, and that essentially Lukashenko fixed the vote in some way. And certainly his main rival, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, has refused to accept the results. She says she's the real winner, and on we go. It's not quite a power vacuum in Belarus, and it wouldn't have the same knock-on effect that Lebanon would have. But at the same time, boy, that's a problem for them. How do they sort that out?
Talk about political uncertainty, Adam. Right. A final story, a fast food sex scandal. This is an ex-McDonald's chief executive being sued.
That's him. Yeah, McDonald's is suing the former British boss for A, having several relationships with staff, and B, lying about it. A guy called Steve Easterbrook, he revitalized the Mackey D brand. I mean, they had new menus and better ingredients and all sorts of subtle changes. And under his stewardship, the share price doubled. But he acknowledged he broke company rules by having an affair, or as they would say probably in the business, a McFair. Anyway, it was not, I have to say, it was not a Me Too thing. It was all very consensual. So out he went with a $40 million payoff. It has now come to light, though, that he may have been putting his chicken nuggets about. There were three other alleged dalliances. Some nude photos were sent. Some company shares changed hands with a certain question mark over them. So McDonald's is now suing him for that $40 million payoff. You wonder, are they making a happy meal of it? Should he be grilled for toasting too many buns? But honestly, I do think it's an odd thing, and I know lots of companies like to put it in, the no workplace relationships rule.
Yeah.
Does McDonald's think it's MI6 or the CIA or something? Is that really a thing these days, that you cannot meet somebody at work and consensually have a good time together?
Well, I mean, I suppose on the face of it, it may seem like it's probably not all that harmful, but it can make workplace engagements and relationships complicated. But when there are several other parties and questions around shares being exchanged, that takes it to a different level, Adam.
True.
I must congratulate you on keeping a straight face, as you said, as you said some of that. Great stuff. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, Adam Gilchrist, for this morning's Worldview.